Speck in studio. He was driving around listening, and you've got a story?
I do have a story. I think this is a good one.
All right.
Okay. All right. So it's junior year of high school. I had just asked this girl out to prom, and so we went out for a pizza date. It's Friday night in the Maryland suburbs, right?
Sure.
So I didn't have my driver's license at the time, but she did. Okay. So we're driving back to her house. We're in the pizza place parking lot.
Okay.
And she grabs me and we start making out in the car.
Okay. Sure.
She forgot to put the car in park. So as things are, you know, we're making out, whatever, she lets go of the brake and hits a Chinese delivery driver.
Like a person or the car?
The car.
Yeah, thank God. Okay. I thought you were in for
not a person.
I was like, oh, God.
So, you know, again, she was going 5 miles per hour. Yeah. No big deal. But she's a high school girl. She gets out of the car. He gets out of the car. They start, you know, exchanging what you're supposed to exchange. Yeah. She gets flustered and drives off with me in the passenger seat.
So now you're part of a hit and run accident.
Now I am part of a hit and run accident. So she drives me back to her house, and like high school kids do, we went on the couch, started watching a movie, and
Netflix and chill, pre-Netflix.
Netflix and chill. It was probably DVD.
You got other things on your mind. You're like, sure hope that guy's fine. Yeah, you're done being worried about it.
I never really ate at that restaurant anyway, so I shouldn't run into that delivery driver ever again.
Yeah.
We're on the couch watching a movie, and again, things start progressing again, and all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. Well, it was the Maryland State Police, because the Chinese delivery driver had written down her license plate.
Uh-huh. Damn.
And obviously had called the police. They checked the plate number. They show up to her house. I have to have my friend call and come pick me up. And this is, again, you know, as a high school kid in middle of an act, like, not great timing.
Admittedly.
What happens is we go to prom, you know, later in May, whatever. I never tell my parents because I'm like, I'm not involved. Like, why get in trouble?
Does it have anything to do with me?
Yeah. We get back from vacation in August, and there's a voice message back in the day on our answering machine.
Yeah, this dates it a little.
It's from a lawyer asking me to be part of a deposition on behalf of the Chinese restaurant and her. I'd never told my parents. I'd gotten away with it for 4 months.
And now you had to be in a deposition?
And I had to be in a deposition.
Were you even seeing this girl anymore?
No, because it was not a great prom date either. That's probably a separate story for a separate time.
Oh.
So I'm in the deposition room, like Michael Scott in The Office, in front of my mom and the lawyer, describing what was happening in the car and on the couch.
That's pretty bad. Oh, God.
And then, because they could not settle out of court, I had to testify in open court with lawyer.
Why did they settle out of court?
Cross reference.
Yeah, why did they actually go to trial?
I had to, I don't know. I had to look at a parking lot map. I had to diagram where we were, the whole nine. Just
that's really bad.
Just for a little junior year high school action.
How bad is that? Just to get a little.
Did your dad ever say anything like to you about this? And like, eventually, when your parents found out, what was their reaction?
They were pissed because you
were part of a hit and run.
Because I was part of a hit and run. Them, they had to be had to take me out of school for a day for deposition for court. You know, the whole nine. So
that's a hell of a story.
It was not a great start to our prom and our love journey.
Settle out of court.
I don't know.
She was obviously guilty of the crime.
What was the verdict?
Like a mystery here.
I mean, I assume she I honestly don't remember, but I assume she had to pay some sort of damages. But it did not settle out of court. So that was the one and only time to this point in my life where I've testified
Have you seen her
in open court.
Seen her since high school?
Nope.
Keep that car in park.